AmericanExpose.com listeners. Dennis the Menace on a rampage on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Excellent information. Scott Stevens is there, one of the partners to our website. WeatherWars.info is his website. Let's move to another phone call. Let's go to Lonnie in Canada. Hello, Lonnie.
Hello, Chris and Scott. How you doing, man?
Fine,
pretty good.
Chris, I absolutely love your show. Scott, thank you so much for your resolve in trying to get this information out to us. It's funny, I'm 39 now. I first recall reading about weather control and modification when I was as young as, say, somewhere around 15 or 16. And your work has, I understood it fairly clearly back then, and your work has helped me to understand how it, just in more detail, how it operates. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that this has been going on for a long time. Obviously, the problem is convincing the public. And clearly these things are being used as a tool for to usher in the New World Order. And I have to say, I agree with your most recent caller that this is not going to be nonviolent, possibly ultimately. And I agree with Chris very much that this is a numbers game. And John Stadtmuller, that's his standard line, too. This is a numbers game. There's far more of us than there is of them. But there's going to be violence in there in term, and I think it's unrealistic not to expect that.
I agree. I mean, we outnumber them upwards of 3 million to 1. You know, those elite that remain in power, not necessarily us to their armed protectors, but it's going to take a mass of numbers, a wave of humanity to stand up and say, you've kept us in chains for far too many generations.
Absolutely, but a lot of us are going to die in that process, and that's fine. I do not fear that whatsoever.
And neither do I, because then we will have lived and died for what we believe and know to be the truth.
Well,
and there is no better cause.
I agree with you 100%. And this supersedes the concept of dying for our children, because if we don't put our life on the line for this, they're not going to have lives to live.
Well, so, I wish we had.
Absolutely.
I wish we had, so that next generation could be saved. So.
Absolutely. Chris, last night I listened to your most recent program that you did with James McCanney, and obviously Mr. McCanney is trying to get out some similar information as Scott. It's very, very important.
Yes. He and I talked this morning, so.
Oh, he's amazing.
He is. He's a brilliant man.
I read his books. It's just they're fantastic. Chris, last night, some of the things that... I believe the program was aired on Friday, but some of the things that you and Mr. McCanney were talking about, I think, were really hitting home. Professor McCanney was suggesting, you know, where are these people being taken from from New Orleans? I think that's very significant, and it's really hard to say that we're not going to solve these things sometimes without violence, because we don't know that there's not violence being done to these people. We don't even know where they are. There's clearly a news blackout happening in New Orleans, and it's exactly the same thing as Nazi Germany. I mean, so many people were just claiming that they were oblivious over here that this was happening. This is happening within our... I live in Canada, but but to me, it's all the same.
Canada's pretty suppressed, isn't it?
Canada pisses me off, to be honest with you. I can't arm myself.
Right.
I see the need, believe me.
The UN flag flies at Toronto City Hall.
Absolutely. I'm surrounded by idiots. What can I say? Not everyone. There are some people awake, obviously, but...
Control freaks is a better word.
Yeah, absolutely. It's time. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I quit my job today. I am done. Cindy Sheehan was arrested a few hours ago in Washington.
I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to draw our lines. Enough is enough. Stand up and fight, or you're going to die.
Appreciate your thoughts, Lonnie.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for your call. We'll move on with Scott Stevens, people. His website, weatherwars.info, listeners. Keep that in mind. We had a little power spike. A little redialing is necessary if you want to get back in here, listeners. We had a little power surge, and we have Scott back with us. We did lose the caller, Scott, but I see here from Moscow, U.S. meteorologist says Russian inventor caused Hurricane Katrina. A meteorologist in Pocatello, Idaho, claims Japanese gangsters known as the Yukaza, used KTB inventions to cause Hurricane Katrina, wireless flash reported Thursday. Scott Stevens says, after looking at NASA satellite photos of the hurricane, he is convinced it was caused by electromagnetic generators from ground-based microwave transmitters. Quote, there's absolutely zero chance that this is natural, zero, end quote. Village Voice quoted Stevens as saying, after Katrina's landfall, pointed out suspiciously rectilinear shapes in the satellite photoed hurricane clouds. The generators emit a sound wave between 3 and 30 megahertz, and Stevens claims the Russians invented the storm-creating technology back in 1976 and sold it to others in the late 1980s. Stevens says the clouds formed by the generators are different from normal clouds and are able to appear out of nowhere, and says Katrina had many rotation points that were unusual for hurricanes. At least 10 nations and organizations possesses the technology, but Stevens suspects the Japanese Yukaza created Katrina in order to make a fortune in the futures market and to get even with the U.S. for the 1945 bombing of Hiroshima. And, you know, I sit back here and I think about the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and I'm sitting here thinking, Scott, there were two islands that were just sitting there doing nothing in the Second World War called Iwo Jima and Okinawa. Mm-hmm. Where we lost thousands and thousands of our war-weary Marines. They were war-weary from island hopping, and they had to go after these two islands, Iwo Jima and Okinawa. There's two perfect examples of dropping an atomic bomb right there. It didn't have to happen on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In my opinion, Scott, this is the way I feel about it.
Oh, well, you know, and that's Bearden's material. You know, if they are carrying that kind of a grudge yet, then God bless them. You know, they're going to need some help getting through that anger. It's just the past has to be in the past, and that cannot dictate what we do, or at least the kind of future we want to build for ourselves.
Yeah,
and with that kind of revenge action, it's really tough to get around.
Well, I just you know, it's very difficult for me. Knowing Moscow and Russia the way I do, knowing the foundation of the UN system the way I do, and the Security Council where they are, mm-hmm. There's apparently mandates for population reduction going on, and it covers all avenues. AIDS is one of them. Vaccinations is another one.
The Agenda 21 material.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And my feeling is that if you take it anywhere but the Security Council of the UN, I think you're going off target, or one is going off target. I'm not saying you yourself,
mm-hmm.
but this is just my opinion. We do have our callers back. Let's see what Roger has to say. Hello, Roger.
Yes, thanks, gents. I should have called in as Gadfly today. I've heard much mixing of apples and oranges on the weather control technologies, and not that the variety shouldn't be discussed, but I've heard what I presume to be some confusion. You could just stick to the EM stuff, because I have no reason to dispute, say, contrails per se, particularly even, say, repeatedly harassing small areas at least, maybe more, nor a conventional weather cloud seeding type stuff. But
are you seeing chemtrails in your skies?
No, I'm not aware of any around here. But
you've never seen any chemtrails in your skies ever?
No, I just accept that they are at least substantial or probably smaller areas of the U.S. being repeatedly harassed by them. I don't dispute that.
Uh-huh.
Now, if we could just stick with the EM stuff and then a bit on the quantum physics. Now, according to the model, as you've described it, using the EM waves to influence weather, and I assume that there was an unattributed paper that was linked to on the web. It sounds like you're writing, perhaps, Mr. Stevens. And then your comments with George Norrie about, quote, or was that David Joyce, quote, pulling energy from space-time, unquote. Now, we know that Newtonian physics are found to be less than fully adequate, requiring quantum physics as well, but this pulling energy from space-time stretches it into the headier physics of Star Trek, albeit perhaps minus the tachyon particles. Now,
or the neutrinos.
Yeah. Now, I take it your injection of energy from space-time, that this is your way of acknowledging, whether deliberately or inadvertently, that the energy from the EM waves alone would not be near enough to pull off the job. And I've even heard other people argue, not yourself, that somehow we're able to elevate the surface water temperatures in the Gulf even 1 degree. And my speculation is that there are not trillions enough watts available to pull that off.
Let me ask you, Roger, did you ask a question to Scott?
Well, I know where he's going.
Okay, where are you going?
What I'm thinking, or what my understanding is, and I'll tell you, I have a lot of questions, because I still see things in the sky that are not natural, but I haven't yet established the foundation for why they are there. So there are still many, many questions that I need answered. But the waves establishing kind of like an electrical lattice, an electrical structure that that these clouds form along and against and are stepped through our atmosphere with bit by bit. There's still ionization.
Well,
whether that happens from space, from ground-based, interference patterns from the scalar EM, that too happens. It's just the how that I'm trying to get to the bottom of, and probably a large part of the reason why I'm doing this is so we can get those that know a little cover so they can stand up and share what they have learned and what they've worked on.
I have read the number of abstracts from the scientific papers dealing with the HARP projects, generation of secondary electrical and acoustical type emissions, etc. I've only, now, notwithstanding the military papers, the desire to control weather, and notwithstanding the success in perhaps wiping out, causing ionospheric disruptions to disrupt communications,
mm-hmm.
I've yet to read anything suggesting any success with being, and they refer to that as space weather, just as a convenient term for the ionosphere, with no... nothing I've been able to gather that could reflect to influence ground level weather in any way.
Why would they want to promote it?
Well,
if they're using it as a weapon.
Well, no, you could use that to disrupt military communications. That would be, say, if you will, a valid military tactical reason to disrupt the ionosphere. And I guess there's been some success in that regard.
Who's our enemy?
Well, any conceivable, let's not go there just now. I mean, I'm just saying, if we accept that as a given, fine. But that this could be somehow turned either from space or from ground or any kind of emission causing secondary effects.
Look, we're all in the dark about this. We don't have the documentation to back up any of this, do we? Do we, Roger?
Well, that's my question is. Oh, and then Scott, I also wanted to ask. On the if you will, the spiritual level, it was quite something to hear using a, as you said, quote, thought has power in the quantum realm. Now we had the secularized, restorative or reparative therapy for homosexuality. They don't want to accept, say, a spiritual.
What's this got to do with weather modification?
Roger, where are you going?
Where's the Twilight Zone theme when I need it?
I'm talking about quantum physics versus scientistic or scientism, that is, using scientific terms
That's one of the things that science is going to have to eventually embrace. If they're going to make and I hate to use the term, the quantum leap that needs to be made to move society from this big road bump we've eventually run up to and can't get quite over, it's going to have to be spiritual. We have to begin to understand why we're here, what we're doing here. We have so many people with their heads in the sand playing their PlayStation 2. They're lost. They're lost without direction.
See, secular psychology has been primarily behavioral deterministic. In other words, you can't change your own behavior. It's all cut out for you. There's no moral, personal moral response.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Well, so they do describe what they call quantum zero effect, being able to retrain one's brain away, say, from the sexual perversions. Now, that's one thing when you can influence your own brain, and yeah, you can say you might throw that in along with...
Roger, I don't know whether you're making any sense or not.
Well, but to go on and then say that, as you said, a prayer has power, does that mean that one's thoughts directly control external physical reality, or is it the power that...
Prayer is belief.
Or is it the power...
Anyone's belief.
Or is it the power that God, apart from us, in response to our prayer, secondarily exercises? Is that not the only real power of prayer?
Thank heavens for the commercial pause. You need to do some research into communitarianism, Roger. Spend all your time in learning about communitarianism. It's alive and well all over this country. We'll be back to continue. Dated September 9th. Here we see from the U.S. Bataan official website, they explain Bataan sailors welcome, or actually become part of a multinational relief effort by working with sailors from other nations to help the people of the United States in a time of need. The Dutch frigate HNMS John van Amstel sent as many as 67 sailors each into Mississippi to support the relief effort. The Mexican amphibious ship Papalopian sent up to 100 sailors daily, and three Canadian ships. There is a multi-jurisdictional task force under the guise of NATO. Listeners, NATO upholds the principles and purposes of the United Nations system. It says so in the NATO Charter written in 1949. There's where the concern should be at this point in time, I'd say, listeners. Let's go to the calls again. We've got more calls. The board's full. Scott, you light up the board. Isn't that nice?
Good for you.
Let's go to Carl in Oklahoma. Hello, Carl.
Hello, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. Scott, I wrote you a letter, a long extinction cycle letter back about 2 years ago after I spoke with you on Brent Johnson's program.
Last January.
Yes.
Yep.
Have you still got the copy of that letter?
Oh, I'm certain I do.
If I could ask you to please review it, because that's part and parcel of what's taking place relative to HAARP and the chemtrail sprays. And if you can get into Clifford Carnicom's website,
mm-hmm.
and pay close attention to the pages on time to start watching time, and the rotation rate of our Earth. That's one of the things that they're doing with HAARP.
Right.
Back to our present situation. I would advise everybody that can hear me, don't pay attention to all of these laws and these judges that are throwing out these judgments that they can't seize any more weapons and so on and so forth. They don't follow their own laws. So know and understand that. Prepare yourselves. Understand that the house of cards is falling. And we're so far late in the game now that the people, if they'll just listen and prepare so that they prepare their families and they will survive. I suggest that the poor people go to their local agri-supply and start storing grains and any other material that you have available to you to help you survive. Get out of the cities and locate a source of fresh water like a spring, or store some water, or get yourself some adequate water filters.
Mm-hmm.
And then by that, I don't mean this Big Berkey. That Big Berkey is a scam.
Whoa. Why would you say a thing like that
network
I'm part of sells the Berkey, Carl? Why would you do that?
I have a Big Berkey water filter here, and I have used it myself.
I have one here, too.
And it does not do the job for me.
That's my own opinion. It's worked for me for 5 years.
Yeah, well, that's my own opinion.
Well, your opinion is your opinion, and you just lost your time. Goodbye. That's no good. You can't do that. You can't cut down the sponsors on the network if you want to keep this going. I've got a Berkey. I've had it for 5 years. I'm still using the same filters on my Berkey.
I guess I need one.
I'm sorry?
I said, I guess I need one.
You do. And for him to make a statement like that, ooh, boy. I don't think he's welcome back on the network, in my opinion. I've been using that Berkey for 5 years, same filters, and I find it very good-tasting water, and I should change the filters, and I've got some filters to change. But for someone to say the Berkey's not good, that enrages me, Scott. I'm sorry. Let's move to John in Arizona. Hello, John. John, are you there? Hi, John.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I just wanted to make a brief statement about Walter there. You know, Chris, I actually agree with Walter. I've been reading a lot. You know, I agree with weather modification. It's important. I think it's great that you guys are exposing it, but I think we're pretty late in the ball game right now. You know, you've had a lot of callers calling you guys in reference to being late in the ball game.
Well, John, listen, let me interrupt you. In 1970, when I was number 12 to be inducted into the draft, I said we weren't going to have a country past 1990.
Yeah, well,
I've been educating myself since the Cuban Missile Crisis,
and
I do understand how far things are at this point in time. I do understand that.
Well, you know, I'm trying to wake up my fellow brother in arms. I served in Gulf War One, Chris, and I've seen this country go. I mean, we're in the tanks, man.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, we don't have much time. You know as well as I do. They're going to be putting martial law into place here within the next year.
Well,
maybe two at the most.
For all intents and purposes, it's here right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're in martial law. So
yeah.
I mean, and the gun confiscation, it's coming. So what are we waiting for? You know, we can continue on with these calls daily, or we can take action.
Well,
I'm reading Colonel Donnick Graham Pree's book right now. You know what he said in there?
What?
He said, if Americans do not take action now.
Okay.
He says this
in
his book, okay?
Let's talk about taking action. How in the world can any of us take action when there's no organization?
Well, maybe that's by design, huh?
Well, maybe that's why they did what they did at the Murrah Building to cut down the flow of the militia movement. Who knows?
Right.
But at this juncture, at this time, look at how long it's been going on. Look how this has been happening. But there's no organization here. You want to be a mob and go out and get mowed down?
Well, there's 90 million gun owners in America.
Well, there's 90 million educated people that can put the pressure where it needs to be, too, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's where it'll happen.
Well,
increase the numbers, John. I appreciate your call.
Bye.
We'll be back to continue and keep these thoughts in place, listeners.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the broadcast. It's been a privilege to have Scott Stevens with us today. Keep in mind, case in point here, we have the producer, head producer at the network, who has used a Berkey for a period of time, and the city water in Austin and the surrounding areas it actually smells like a swimming pool when you put the water in the Berkey at the top, and it tastes fine when it comes out. I've had a Berkey for years. John sent me one years ago, and that was for me to promote, and I hope he got some success out of that. But, you know, for someone to come on and say the Berkey is no good, I'm not lying when I say I use it all the time. And the head producer here is not either. So don't let someone cut that thing down, the Berkey, because, listeners, it is a benefit to all of us. Someday we may all need them because we'll be taking water out of ponds. Because of the way the control of water is in place. The control of water is in place because of drought inducement. And yet we have water desalinization plants that can be built anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. Are they being built? No. To utilize the ocean water for beneficial purposes. God, isn't this amazing?
It would be amazing. It would be amazing. There's a lot of the big things we could get. Is we could finally get free electricity. And there's a world of wonder that we could do in redesigning how we got water and where we grew crops and so forth. That'll come. That'll come in the generation ahead, I trust.
Well, listen, if we increase our numbers, this is the time to do it right now. And
there is no time like right now. There truly is. My belief is that this is our small window, that the realization that the weather has been messed with for a generation will cause such an uproar that we will have probably our last window of opportunity to change the direction of humanity on this planet.
Now, this is my entire feeling as well, listeners. What Scott just said just came out of my mouth as far as I'm concerned. We have a window of opportunity to increase our numbers, because if people realize that weather can be used as a weapon, which it has been over the years, the treaty was done in 1977 at the UN system, and yet it's quiet by the major media right now. Scott Stevens has made his stand and retired from his endeavor as a meteorologist, and that's a courageous stand. I think it was a great job that you had and a great career that you had, and now you're making a stand. Listeners, this is very important.
At some point, no matter how great a job you have, there is a calling, there is a need that is greater, and we will all face that decision at some point in the very near future. What is more important to you personally? Not necessarily for your pocketbook, but what is most important? What can each one of us do to affect the kind of change that is necessary, not needed, but necessary to keep this nation going forward? And indeed, what freedoms we have, if not we've got to take back what's already been taken from us. And there is no time like right now.
No time like right now, listeners. And here we have another Vietnam in the Middle East. More deaths coming back in coffins. I'm sorry that this is happening.
How many times are we going to have to sit through these kind of skirmishes and wars? I mean, when we're done with this one, there'll be another. They'll always try to bring on a new boogeyman. And instead of facing the true boogeyman in the eyes and calling him out for what he is. And we just simply have to be honest with ourselves and what we want. And if you like the road that we're headed, fine, shut up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, do something. And each one of us will have to do something different. You won't be able to do what your neighbor does or what your partner does or what your business associate does, but each of our tasks in this coming opportunity are going to be unique. And that's where our strength will lie, will be in our individuality, how we see the challenges ahead, and how we individually respond to them. And there will be guidance for all of us to do the right thing. It will simply be there if you trust the process.
And the one thing that everybody can do that's listening right now is ask one other person to start listening. One person, getting one more person to listen, that will make a big difference over the next few weeks.
One person today, another person tomorrow, another person the next day. And then our numbers can grow sufficiently quickly to achieve what we need. And we need it. We need it now.
Absolutely. This is the point. This is the time. This is the line in the sand, so to speak. Here it is. Could this have been created? Could Katrina and Rita have been created, listeners? We can't document it, but we can sure document the fact that weather modification exists, correct, Scott?
Well, and we can document that there were anomalies within these storms, anomalies within Rita, anomalies within Dennis, within Ivan, with Isabel. All of these storms have some mark of man in them. And it is, for me, it's going to be teaching the other weather guys what to look for so they see the mark of man as well. And it's unmistakable. Once you learn what the clues are within the satellite imagery and the radar imagery and so forth, it's unmistakable. And, and the evidence is just clear and it's present.
Let me ask you, how long has it been since you've been concerned about this? What was it that made you become aware of this?
It's only been 15 months.
Uh-huh.
It's been that short of time. But I was a believer that there was some sort of technology to manage the weather, to enhance weather. And I was primarily thinking it was hurricanes and tornadoes, that we could do that. But it was the realization that the grip on this planet's weather system was 24/7 and across the whole world, that the sophistication in atmospheric modeling and the ability to work on these smaller interference zones within the planet's weather systems was so far along. I mean, you could bring these hurricanes ashore probably within a 3-mile zone. It's that good. Or to put down a tornado in Oklahoma City, as we saw a few years ago, right where it went.
Yeah.
The capability is that far advanced. Now, the exact mechanisms to do it, we've got some rough outlines that have been presented in technologies and patents and so forth, but much of that does remain hidden. And it is a very well-kept secret. But its evidence is plain and clear in the skies above it.
Let's move to the calls again. Let's go to Tommy in North Carolina. Hello, Tommy. DJ. TJ?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, great show again.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I got some information for you. There's a toll-free number for the United Nations, to get the Agenda 21.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got a pencil?
Yeah.
1-800-253-9646. That's the documentation. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Scott?
Yes.
You're going to be on the Bud Hennigar program tomorrow, right?
That's what it looks like.
Okay, now this guy, he's making more fun of you than you would believe. So be very careful with this guy. Have you got a copy of the Popular Science magazine, 1995?
I don't.
If you had that, you could show him that, you know.
I'm not going to be able to rebut everything that is thrown at me. That's just, I don't have that wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
it will come, and there will be others that will. There's numerous other scientists and weather people and physicists and that will step up and begin to share what they know as well.
Well, how about the Richard Hoagland? Do you know of him?
I talked to Richard on Friday.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to give you his website. The patent number for HAARP, if you people want to know the patent number, is 4686605, and it's August 11th, 87.
For HAARP, huh?
Yeah.
Is that Bernard Eastland's work?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know that. But I know what it says in the article. It says weather modification of the enemy's territory and some other parts in there, too. But that's a good magazine. It's a good article to get out of the magazine. There was something else, and I can't think of what the heck it is. I made some notes here, but what the heck was I going to say? I guess I'm going to have to let you go, but... he's a very dangerous man, and I'll try and get in there to give you a hand if I can, okay?
Okay.
Hey, the Constitution Party is on the ballot in all 50 states, and this is our Bible, isn't it? So you people that are informed, just like you're listening to all the shortwave stations, you know what's going on, run for public office, whether it's the dog catcher, the elections, or whatever. But let's get on a ballot, and maybe we can change this. I think it was Churchill that said, if you won't fight when there's a chance of winning, you may have to fight when there's no chance of winning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point. But, DJ, that phone number, was that for UN Publications?
That was for UN Publications.
Okay, 800-253-9646.
That's right.
And you can purchase Agenda 21 for $25?
Yeah, $25 plus shipping, $5 shipping.
Oh, very important.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, good enough.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's move to Sheldon in Tucson. Sheldon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to throw in that Bernard Eastland patent was given to FEMA and NASA, according to my friend over in Los Angeles, Anthony Hilder.
Uh-huh.
And for a heads up for your audience, Mark McCandlish is going to be on Coast to Coast AM tomorrow night. He's the federal whistleblower that was part of that Stephen Greer disclosure project, and he had witnessed these so-called alien reproduction vehicles flying out of Norton Air Force Base in California. But he also has information on the scalar wave technology used in the weather modification stuff.
Interesting.
And he's going to be on Coast to Coast tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night. Okay.
Yeah. And I also wanted to remember that guy that called in the James McCanney show on Friday, Bob from Wisconsin, Chris?
And was he the one talking about the alien?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, he's a close friend of mine, and he is no crackpot. And that hurricane did subside in intensity that night.
Whatever.
Yes, it did. Yes,
and then the following day, they said there were no more storms brewing out in the Atlantic, so... He wanted me to tell the audience that the extraterrestrials are definitely playing a hand in this stuff, too.
Well, that's a tough one to get to the bottom of, isn't it?
We even have less information in that area.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, you don't want to be coming off as a crackpot to the people who are trying to wake up, do you?
Not if you can help it.
You know, you got to keep that thought in place, Sheldon.
Do you believe in life in the universe, Chris?
Do I believe in life in the universe?
Uh-huh.
I believe we're not alone.
I believe the universe was created for life. There's really no other reason why it would be here other than for life. And when you have so many planets, so many stars, the diversity of life that I think we're going to discover out there is going to be astounding and comforting at the same time. The variety of civilizations that will be there after literally untold billions of years, it's just going to be fascinating.
Yeah, the problem is Hollywood, they bombard us with all the negativity on that stuff. So we
And do you think that's an accident? That keeps us from, and our curiosity about what is out there at check.
Yeah, right. That's all engineered to keep us all dumbed down, right?
Yeah. You know, and I think the truth is going to be very, very different from what we've been told the truth is. And
me
I look
too.
Forward to that day.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, Sheldon, thank you. You know, I really connect to the pyramids. We really don't have technology today to build pyramids, and yet they're there.
At least technology that we're aware of.
Yeah.
You know, it may have been discovered and kept very quiet, so we're left thinking, yeah, we're rolling these monster blocks along slabs of wood. It just, I don't know.
I know.
That's a stretch in my mind.
I tell you.
A big stretch.
Let's move to John in New York. John, welcome to the broadcast, John.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes.
Just to Scott there a little bit, you heard me speak the other day. I'm the farmer that said about the water changing, and again, in the Bible, the spiritualism, you know, the first grade of spiritualism is watching a worker drudge his way to work, and then he comes to life at 5 o'clock, you know. And as far as if someone wants to go on the upper scale, if they've had a close encounter with someone almost losing their life, it's a loved one, and all of a sudden they can feel their heart burst out of their chest. They're starting to recognize the upper levels, and they can work to get there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that your first speakers were kind of on the dark side. And it sounded almost like I was going to call in and say, geez, you got a CIA slew in front of you there, but then it was like they had some good comments, so it's almost like the dark side was controlling some of their comments. And
kind of,
you know,
tough, isn't it?
Yeah. And the other thing I was going to comment the other day about, and I missed on James McCanney, is there a way, now James says it's a green laser that comes from these satellites, and my question is there a way we can make that as a visible light? They say there's a pair of glasses you can put on to actually see the dead walking as far as in the upper plane, and that you can pull that frequency up, and it enhances that so that you can actually notice these things. And I was wondering if there's a way we could get a set of glasses out there to where, hey, you can put on these infrared glasses that you can see that beam controlling that hurricane. And if all of a sudden that would become the light to where we could educate the public of the truth of it,
right?
That would be a big issue.
That would certainly be helpful. Somebody's going to know.
And I don't know how to do that. You know, I'm, you know, just brainstorming a little bit of what, how, and all those kind of things. And geez, God bless you guys. And
thank
I'll be
you,
praying
sir.
For you, because prayer, there is one thing I can teach people, is that if you want a parking spot, say at Walmart, if you practice this at Ox, you work, you picture someone pulling out as you pull up, and you can actually create a parking spot for yourself closer to the doors. And that's just a small entry, you know, but as you work at those kind of things, you can improve on those kind of things, and as you do it virtuously, you do it even better. And again, the prayer is very powerful. And they know that, or they wouldn't want you praying for them and making one culture to pray as a culture to improve the government, because they know there's power behind it.
They do. They do. And once they realize that, or have more of us that connect to that power within, then there's nothing that can stop us.
Right. Let me ask you, John, do you think God really wants you to shop at Walmart?
You know, we all have to live together. We're all part of God. We're all an entity of Him. And in essence, we're all in our learning status of wherever we're at. We're all like children learning, and just because we do wrong doesn't mean He hates us.
Well, keep
but He
in
will
mind,
correct us.
Keep in mind that most of the products in Walmart are made in communist China.
I understand that. I went to China, and I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of good people over there.
Sure there are.
It's like Tiananmen Square was not, the guides that I had, we went from Beijing to Wuhan, Guangzhou, and down to Hong Kong. We were 21 days there in 92. And our guides were telling us that, you know, if they knew if the government knew that they were our guides that had been out on the railroad tracks posting and making, you know, trials against the government, that they actually would be assassinated yet. And so anyhow, there was a lot more going on that meets the eye, and again, their government is controlling, and it's just as our government's controlling. We need to stop it for everybody, and we need to improve for everybody, because we'll improve for everything.
Was it not interesting to see that one student in front of that tank in Tiananmen Square?
Yes.
The power of the individual.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well stated, John, and
God bless you guys.
Scott, well done as well. We'll be back to close it out with Tim in Texas. Agenda 21, sustainable communities will be built in the hurricane-ravaged Louisiana, listeners. Just plan on it. There's where you got to start educating yourself, Agenda 21. We'll be back.
Belittling the water filters. Do you realize if they would have had a dozen of those water filters in that place in, where they had all those people locked up in New Orleans, they would have all had water?
Yeah, good point.
I can't live without mine. I even have charcoal filtered well water out here, and I went on a trip, I left town for a couple of days to visit some people, and I thought I was going to die having to take a shower in their water. I thought I was bathing in pure chlorine. It smelled so bad. I can't live without the Berkey water. It's pure water. And people, it doesn't require that you buy the entire thing. If you can't afford it, you must get one of these now. If you have to, just buy the candle filters and make your own. That's what I did. It's always better to have the real product because it's real convenient and easy to work and everything. But if you can't afford it, at least get the candle filters, because you can filter water in any emergency, and chances are you will be the only one around that has drinkable water because of that.
I appreciate that thought, Tim.
And it's real simple, people. It's 877-605-9200. Buy the candles. You'll have fresh water no matter what happens, as long as you're around a pond, a mud hole, or a creek.
Thank you, Tim.
God bless y'all.
Well done.
Take care.
877-605-9200. That's the new number for the Berkey Light with a free water sports bottle. $259. Very, very important to get that, people. Dennis has done tremendous research on the website. Scott Stevens has been doing his research for 15 months. Scott, a parting shot when we leave here. What's the parting shot that you give the listeners, Scott?
Ooh, just look up. Simply look up. Take the time and invest 3 minutes in just watching the skies. It'll fascinate you every day of the year. It's just it's a cool place. Cool place.
Well, I appreciate your heroic endeavor, and I do call it that, because you're up against a lot of opposition, and the more the numbers increase, the better we have an opportunity to make a difference. Huh,
Scott? We've already won. We've already won, because the truth is on our side. It's just that simple.
There you go. Right. Well stated, Scott. Thank you for being with us today.
You betcha. Take care.
Bye-bye now. Hope to have Scott back very, very soon again. Keep in mind Louisiana's wetland from the National Geographic magazine. You're going to learn about that by going to AmericanExpose.com. Good afternoon. God bless you all, people, and pray for the restoration of a constitutional republic that we've never lived under.
Intel Reports. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours in this 20.